I'm John Moinkle from the Forgy Electric Sports Studio. On today's schedule at the IGHSAU Softball State Tournament, Class 2A third place game, West Fork will take on the Wise Muscatine on 104.9 KLMJ. Class 1A championship game, Clarksville will take on Wayne on 99 The Wave. The Clarksville softball team will go for its second state title in program history when it faces top-seeded Wayne in today's 1A championship game. It'll air on 99 The Wave. The Indians are carrying the momentum of a 5-4 eight-inning win over Newman Catholic in the quarterfinal, followed by an 11-3 five-inning win over St. Edmund in the semifinal. Head coach Katie Berman.
So awesome for these girls because none of these girls have played in the state championship game. It's all new teams, so I think it's awesome, and they obviously deserve to be there, and they proved that tonight.
Wayne opened the state tournament with a 7-4 win over Highland, followed by a 7-3 win in the semifinal over Riverside. They've held teams to just 2 runs per game with an opponent batting average of 187. Senior Claire Lodge says confidence is key.
I think the keys for Friday are just to play with confidence, play our game, and just have fun. It'll go so much better if we have fun.
Coverage will start at 7 o'clock p.m., followed by the first pitch at 7:30. The West Fork softball team will take on state tournament regular Loiza Muscatine in today's Class 2A third place game. It'll air on 104.9 KLMJ. After a close 5-4 loss to top-seeded Van Meter in the semifinal, head coach Sadie Winfrey says the team has put itself in position to take the top consolation prize.
Really just coming in and playing how they did these first two games. They've played incredible at both these games in the state tournament, and I think if they come in with that same attitude and energy and do that, then they'll get that third place spot.
The Wise Muscatine defeated West Monona 5-2 in the quarterfinal, but fell to West Lyon 9-5 in the semifinal. Coverage will start at 3:15 p.m., followed by the first pitch at 3:30. The North Central Conference all-conference softball teams have been announced. Local selections include, on the first team, Hampton-Dumont Cal infielder Charlie Morton and Iowa Falls Alden outfielder Isabel Jansen. On the second team, Hampton-Dumont Cal infielder Mallory Reakin, Hampton-Dumont Cal outfielder Addie Albers, and Iowa Falls Alden pitcher Sydney Phipps. On the third team, Aaliyah Sweeter of Hampton-Dumont Cal. View the complete selections at radioonthego.com. The North Butler baseball team started their season 1-7, but bounced back to go 500 at 6-6 in their final 12 games. They swept season series against Nashua Plainfield and won single games against Belmont Clummy, Clarksville, West Fork, and Rockford. Head coach Chase Storr on the learning curve.
Thought it was a good year. I know the boys and myself wish we would have won a few more games, which we felt like we kind of lost ourselves. Thinking back to the beginning of the season, we had a pretty young team. We had 4 seniors, but some of them were getting their first varsity action of their careers, so there was kind of a learning curve there, and we had some freshmen and some eighth graders getting lots of varsity playing time, so we were really young, so the beginning of the year was definitely an adjustment for a lot of them, but as the year progressed, I was very happy with how they learned from everything and just got better over the course of the season.
Two players hit over 300, including Brody Wangsness at 393 and Wrigley Endelman at 333. Endelman led with 15 RBIs. The team hit 243, which was an improvement from 198 in the previous season.
One of the big things is just going to be continuing to get better at the plate and hitting. You can have bad nights in the field or pitching if you're able to score runs, but it's pretty hard to have bad nights pitching when you can't score runs. And so we definitely need to be able to apply pressure offensively and be able to score runs, and that really only happens consistently if you hit the ball consistently. So I definitely want to see us continue that improvement there. Beyond that, I just want to see the boys grow, get more experience. I know some of the boys were talking about playing some fall ball, spring ball, that kind of stuff, and just doing whatever they can to get more baseball experience.
They'll return 15 players next year. The Belmont Clummy softball team posted its best overall record since 2015 at 21-9 and best top of Iowa West record since 2021 at 10-6. Head coach Shannon Mullenbrook on a solid season.
I think a lot of it had to do with just a lot of our maturity. Kids got older. We're solid pitching, so whenever you can throw strikeouts, it gets you out of outs and innings and different things. But a lot of it's just maturity. We're into this 5 or 6 years as coaches, and I think they're starting to understand our system. They're buying into it. So I think it's just a combination of a lot of little things. The off season, kids playing travel ball, just trying to get better at softball and being coachable is a lot of the things that make you a better team.
Five players were recognized as top of Iowa West All-Conference honorees, including Kaylin Morris, Jordan Mullenbrook, Kendra Hudepohl, Ella Negrete, and Kennedy Morris.
Overall, in our batting lineup from 1 through 9, that's probably helped us as much this year as anything else, is we had kids that improved their batting average by 100 points, and so when you can get a little bit more consistent all the way through your lineup, it just makes you that much more solid. If you go to our strikeouts on the other side, I think as a team we had 97 for the year, and I guarantee you last year we probably had 160. So that means that we're putting the ball in play, and anytime you put the ball in play in high school softball, you have a chance.
They're projected to return 18 players next year after graduating one senior. Find more sports at radioonthego.com and wherever podcasts are found. I'm John Moenkel.